Hello.
Good morning, Master and Ms. Brown.
Hello, yes, this is her speaking.
Hi, Ms. Brown. This is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right.
Okay, so I got a tag message that you were calling in regards to days that you haven't been paid.
Yes.
Quick question. The number that I've been communicating you off of, ending in 5239, I noticed after the 21st of January, my messages haven't been going through to you. So do you still have that number or no?
No.
Gotcha. So let me remove that.
The Wind Chills yet again. So enjoy today. 33 Ben Bell on Wednesday, 34 in Cherry Hill.
So keep in mind, when your number or the client's number changes, you need to notify the coordinator. Only because if the service coordinator calls in trying to gain communication with the client and can't, the first thing they want is to reach out to the caregiver. And if we don't have a correct number for you, then it could potentially stop services on the client's end due to no communication. So
I'm sorry about that. I didn't even know that you guys even had the 5239 number.
Yeah, because this is the only number that I've been texting you back and forth for a while.
Right.
Yeah, my messages go back to 2023 with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
so,
sorry about that.
Also, yeah. Also, I had texted you trying to reach out to you in regards to a little bit more training with the HHK app.
Yes.
So what is happening with your clock ins and out that they're not being consistent?
So this morning, I had came in a little late this morning because it was a lot of sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Northeast Philadelphia. I'm sorry about that. I'll be more persistent with clocking in at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
If I have to leave out, you know, earlier than I do.
So the problem is we need to get more and more consistent clock ins and out successfully. Also,
yes.
If you do clock in late and someone else is coming behind you and you don't have time to make up that half hour, then just try to talk and communicate with the client to see if you can come in an extra half an hour early, you know, throughout the week to make up anything that you missed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So you can, there's wiggle room and ways that you can make up hours because there's another shift behind you. You know, we can try to, you know, customize something else during the week so you can regain that extra half an hour.
Okay.
So I just wanted to inform you that when you miss a clock in and out and it requires us to input a timesheet, the timesheet is only for a one-day miss per week. Okay. The reason is because we go by EBD utilization. That means the clocking in and out, you get a score from it. And right now your score is at compliance, which is 85%. But you have to keep in mind when we submit a timesheet in, the points kind of go down a little bit.
Okay.
So we just need you to try to be more consistent so it won't drop too low to where you'd be in danger of being terminated.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. If you have any problems with your clock, just give us a call. You get locked out of the app. Give us a call. And you are aware that all services must start and stop in the home, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if something happens and your client needs to be somewhere at 8 o'clock, then that means you can clock in at 7:30, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me?
Yes. So the days that I missed last week will be going on Friday, right?
Did you submit a timesheet for the 20th? Because I don't see anything for the 20th.
Yes, I had just did it like an hour ago.
Okay, gotcha.
Lady had called me.
I will.
I think her name's Sublety.
Valeria, I will send a message to Valeria to tell her to add that January 20th timesheet because that's the only date I see that nothing has been implemented.
Well, less than a half an hour.
Okay.
Yes. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No.
Okay.
And thank
I updated
you so
your phone number, no problem.
All right.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Developing this morning.